USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of Americans are back on U.S. soil, including 14 who've tested positive for the coronavirus after being evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan. Cheryl and Paul Molesky are among those back in the United States. Now they will be quarantined for another 14 days.
Well, we're exhausted, but we're on the plane, and that's a good feeling. Pretty miserable wearing these masks, though, and everybody had to go to the bathroom on the bus.
Five hours on the bus waiting to get off the bus.
The Molesky's speaking there on Fox News. Now, those flights were directed to two Air Force bases, one in California and one in Texas. Mississippi is under a state of emergency as they're seeing some of their highest water levels in the state since 1983. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The Democratic candidates were piling on latecomer Mike Bloomberg over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Campaigning in Nevada over the weekend, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar all targeted billionaire Mike Bloomberg, accusing him of buying his way into the election and making it clear they're eager to take him on in a debate. Klobuchar says,
I think he cannot hide behind the airwaves and the money. I think he has to come on the shows, and I personally think he should be on the debate stage.
She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. The Democrats will have caucuses in Nevada on Saturday. There are no Republican caucuses this year.
Pier 1 Imports is for sale after filing for bankruptcy. The company is asking for Chapter 11 protection as the process of looking for a buyer continues. It comes as Pier 1 is closing up to 450 stores. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Airline passenger Wendy Williams is speaking out about her viral video of a man aggressively punching her reclined seat with his fist. Williams says she's considering pressing charges against the passenger. Williams appears on Fox News and shares her side of the story.
He started full-on punching the back of my seat really hard, that I was flying forward. You know, I was trying to get the flight attendant's attention, and she wasn't responding, so all I could think to do was to video the guy, and maybe I thought that would stop him.
Williams also says the flight attendants had an attitude with her while attempting to defuse the situation and asked her to delete the video of the man punching the seat.
The hits just kept on coming, literally and figuratively, from the guy, then the flight attendant. When she finally did come around, she had an attitude with me and said, "What?" And I said, "The guy behind me is repeatedly hitting me." And she went back to him and, like, changed personalities and was the kindest person in the world and said, "Oh, are you okay? It's really tight back here. I'm sorry."
Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard believes the talk of term limits should be paired with discussions about money in politics. The Hawaii congressman made the point at an event in Maine on Saturday, saying incumbents have a clear advantage thanks to lobbyists and PAC support. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.